Tonight I want to share about what is the response that we have as the children of God. And I want to start by just giving some examples of Jesus that was actually being obedient to his Father. And so I'm going to start us off with John 4, verse 34. And it says this: Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work." And so this explains a bit of, man, Jesus was sent from God and he wanted to do the will of God. And each and every one of us sitting in this room are also sent ones. If God has called you to him, he has sent you. He has called you to do his will. In John 5 verse 19, it says, "So Jesus explained, 'I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also.'" And so it explains it for itself. Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. Father said, "Do this," and Jesus said, "I will. And I do." He wasn't saying, "Nah, I'll think about it," or "Ah, I'll go and pray about it," or "Maybe, oh no, it's a bit difficult to me." It's like, Jesus was so in love with the Father. He said, "Father, not my will, but your will." And he couldn't do anything by himself. It was only what he saw the Father doing. That is what he did. Luke 22, verse 42. This is the moment when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying because he knew that his time is coming to an end. And he said, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." And so Jesus was now, he knew he was busy walking to the cross. He was walking to a death for the sake of the people of God. But he knew that the pain that he was going to suffer was excruciating. He knew that the pain that was he was going to suffer is going to be until he dies. And so he knew that. And he asked the Father, "Father, please take this cup from me." But still he said, Jesus said to the Father, "But not my will did be done, but your will." And so Jesus was never concerned about his own will. He was only concerned about the Father's will for his life. Hebrews 5:8. Even though Jesus was God's Son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. And so the suffering, the place of, "Lord, take the suffering from me," is the place where he grew, where he learned to be obedient to the Father's will. And the more he was seeing, man, this is difficult, this is going to cause suffering, the more he wanted to be in line with the Father's will. And so he learned, through the suffering, he learned obedience. John 14:31, it says, "But I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father." And so he didn't do it just because it was a good idea. He didn't do it because it looks like, okay, this is going to mean something for the world, and that is why I'm going to do it. No, he loved the Father so much because he knew the Father's love. And he also loved the Father so much that he said, "I will do anything. Whatever my Father requires of me, I will do it. Not what the world wants, not what I want, but what does my Father want?" And that is the thing that Jesus did. And so I want to start off with a point of saying that, a point of obedience. And obedience is not just hearing. It's hearing, it's submission, and it's action. And if I start with hearing, it says, hearing is not just listening and you don't do anything about it. No, hearing is when someone explains something to me, I'm going to listen intently. I'm going to listen to every detail what that person is saying to me. I'm going to listen to
from point A to point B to point C. I'm going to listen because I want to understand what is this person saying to me. Because if I'm truly listening, if I'm truly hearing what someone is saying, I'm going to understand from point A to point C. I'm going to understand every little detail, what they require of me. And so when there's a hearing, it's not like we're sitting in class or sitting at work and someone is saying something and you're just like, yeah, 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 okay. And then when you walk out of that room, you're like, oh, what did they say again? No, no, it's like you're listening and you're saying, you said this, you said this, you said this, you want me to do this. That is hearing and listening closely to what someone is saying. And so when the Father speaks, we need to be hearing. We need to be listening and we need to understand what is God saying in this very moment. Submission. Something that most of the people in this world struggle with. Because submission is giving up your right and saying, like Jesus was saying, Father, not my will be done, but your will. It's totally giving up. Nothing of myself remains. It's just giving myself to the authority that has been given over me. And so Jesus is the authority that's been given over me. So if Jesus says, go left, I'm going to go left. Even if I feel like, yo, if I step left, I might step in a nail. Or I might step in a ditch. Or this might become hard. This might cause suffering in my life. But submission is saying, okay, yes, I'm hearing you. I will follow. Doesn't matter what it takes, I will follow. That's submission, giving up everything that you want and accepting what God wants, accepting what authority that God has even placed over you, accepting it and saying, I want to do that. And the last point is action. And it's so easy. Action is actually doing what is required of you. I was hearing and listening intently, understanding what is my plan, what is the purpose, what is the call that I got. And I choose to say, okay, I don't like this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because I know it's for God. I know it's in His will. And so now I'm submitting myself to Him. And in that place of submission, I activate, I action, and I actually start stepping out. Let me use a simple example. Let's say God speaks and you start speaking and you hear worship. And all of a sudden, you start hearing guitar, singing. And you think to yourself, oh no, no, I've got a tenor voice. Best heard from 10 to 12 miles away. Sorry, that's a joke I stole. But just like, you know, no, that's not me. But you choose to submit. God, you are calling me to that, so I want to go. And then you start taking action. You've listened, you've heard, you submit, you say, Lord, I want that. If that is your will, I want that. And then you go into action and you start practicing the guitar. You start going to the worship leader and say, listen, I've been practicing. Would you give me a chance? Or would you even help me so that I would become better? That I would be able to serve on band? I've been practicing my voice. Would you be able to help me that I can actually use my voice for God's kingdom? And so that is taking action. And so action is voluntary. It's not forced. It's I choose. Yes, I'm going to do this. It flows from a place of love. It's out of a place of relationship. I love you and I will do this. Even if I don't like it, I love you and I will do this. Because your will be done. And it means that I'm willing to give everything, to totally surrender everything that is in Riku. I will surrender it to Jesus. And whatever you ask, I want to do. Whatever you say, I want to go. And so my life no longer belongs to me. It belongs to Him. And so I want to come and encourage us because at the end of the day, that is what an obedient child does.
It's hearing, it's submitting, and it's taking action of what has been called to me.
But then comes the part of, how do I do this?
First of all, it requires faith. You cannot do it without faith. In the Bible, I think it's Luke 11:27, it says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. And so it's actually a stepping out, taking a faith action. And faith is not just, okay, I can see how this can work, and I'm going to go for it. No, no, faith is, I cannot see how this is going to work, but Lord, I trust you, and I'm going to go for it. That's faith. Faith is not just, okay, I can see how it can work, I'll go for it. It's, no, 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 it's, Lord, I can't see it. I can't see the end, I can't see how this works out well. But Father, you spoke and I want to do it. So I want to have faith. When Elise and myself decided to move to Potch, we were like, no jobs, no friends. We don't know anyone really. We knew one or two of the people that were here already. And we took a step of faith and we said, yes, Lord, we want to do your will. So nothing was drawing us except God. God started using us. God started helping us to trust Him. We started making friends. We started building family. The church grew. And so God made a way. We just had to step out in faith. And the next point is we need to be led by the Spirit of God. So it requires faith, but it also requires a leading by the Holy Spirit. And so when I read a scripture that explains to us what does it mean to actually live for Jesus and to be guided by the Holy Spirit and to have faith in Him. Galatians 3:26 says, for you all, us, are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. And so we cannot have faith, without faith, we cannot truly be children of God. Because we need faith to believe in Him. But here's the interesting part. We need Him to believe in Him. So we need Jesus to believe in Jesus. But when He comes, He gives us faith. And so faith doesn't come from ourselves. Faith comes from Him. But we need to choose to walk in that faith and say, Lord, I trust You. Doesn't matter what's the chances of this happening out, working out well. Doesn't matter what's going to happen from here. Lord, I'm going to choose to have faith and trust You. And so I need to have faith. And through faith, I will walk into that which He calls me to. Romans 8:14-15. It says, for all us who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He, the Father, adopted you. So when you gave your life to Jesus, you were adopted as His son and His child. And now we call Him Abba Father. You remember that story I shared in the beginning about the child being all dirty in the mud, running to the father that doesn't care about the dirt, just, man, I'm going to go and love my father. And the father just accepted. We have been adopted as children into His family. If you've given your life to Jesus, you have been adopted into His family. And you've got the privilege to call Him Abba Father. The last scripture I want to read for us, 1 John 3:1. It says this, see how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they do not know. So we are called by God, we are called children of God. But this world will not see us as God's children because they do not know Him. They will not change their ways because they do not know Him. You might be changing your way as a child of God. You will change your ways to live for Him, to look like Jesus. But the world will not do the same. The world will continue to live in sin. The world will continue to stay broken. But as God's children who are part of the light, we need to reflect the light. And as we reflect the light, as we start speaking to people and we tell them about this man called Jesus, this Father that loves us, the Father that cares for us, and the one who we love, we show them the Father. And they, by His grace, by His mercy, we pray that they will start falling in love with Him too. And they will walk alongside with us as children of God. And so I want to encourage us, actually, may we be children who are obedient. May we be children that have faith and are led by the Spirit, not by our emotions, not by the things that we want, but may we be children who say, Father, not my will be done, but your will. Lord, what do you require of me? I want to do that. Doesn't matter how scary, doesn't matter how hard it is. Lord, may I follow in your footsteps. May I follow what you want. And so I want to end off with a prayer. But this is not a prayer you're going to close your eyes. You all are like, whoa, eyes closed in prayer. No, no, no. This is a prayer that we're going to do together. As a family of God, we're going to do this together. And we're going to pray this. And it's something that you can do in your quiet times. It's something you can do with me now. So it's not going to be Enrico speaking. It's going to be us speaking. Right. But just before we pray this, can I ask us just for a moment to close your eyes? I don't want to ask, if there's anyone sitting in this room tonight and you've realized, man, I've heard about Jesus, I've heard about the stories, I've heard about the Bible, but actually I've never called myself a son or a daughter of Jesus, of the Father who loves me. If you've never done that, I want to give you an opportunity tonight. If you've never given your life to Jesus, you've never said yes, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be the son and the daughter you've called me to be. If you've never said yes to Him before, I want to invite you tonight. Because when one person turns to Jesus, the whole of heaven celebrates. And so I want to ask you, if you are so bold, just to raise your hand and say, I've actually never given my life to Jesus. I've never truly submitted myself to Him and say, Lord, I want to follow you for the rest of my life. If you've never done that before, I want to invite you to raise your hand for me. I want to see if there's anyone that says yes to the call of God. Because I want to pray for you, but I also want to celebrate with you, because it's the most important decision you'll make in your life. And the best decision you'll ever make in your life. And so I want to give a moment. If there's anyone that's never given their lives to Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity right now. I'm the only one that's looking. I want to celebrate with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then the next group of people I want to talk to you is, if you know you've given your life to Jesus, you've said yes to the call of God, but actually you've lost yourself being a son and a daughter in God's house. You forgot that you can run to your Father with your dirt, with your mud, and you can just go and jump on your Father's lap and He will bring you in. He will accept you with mercy, with kindness. If you've forgotten that He calls you His son and His daughter, and you want to come back to Him, and you want to say, Lord, I want to come back. I want to be jumping into your open arms. I don't want to be fearful of jumping into your arms. If that is you, I want to give you an opportunity also to raise your hand. You say, man, I've run away from Jesus. I felt like I'm not a child anymore. But Lord, I want to come back. I want to be your child. I want to be called a son and a daughter in your house. If that is you, I want to give you an opportunity also to raise your hand. And so now we're gonna end off together in prayer. Right. Danae, would you put up Psalms 19 for me? Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna pray this over ourselves. Because a lot of the times, as God's children, we make mistakes. We fall short of the glory of God. We sin, but there's an opportunity for us always to come back to Him. He doesn't leave us nor forsake us, but He calls us into His own family. And so we're going to pray this over ourselves. And so I want to encourage you to pray this along with me. I don't want to pray it on my own. So what we're going to do is all at once. I'm going to count to three. Okay? So bear with me. It might sound a bit weird. It might sound wild. But I want to hear your voice. I want you to pray it out loud and say, Jesus, this is what I want. And so I'm going to count to three and we're going to start by how. Okay? Not how we're going to do this. I explained how we're going to do this. We're going to start with how. Okay, so I'm going to count to three and then we're going to go with how. Okay. One, two, three. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep me from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you. Would you walk out of this place and that would be your prayer? Some of you might say, yo, that was awkward. But as a family of God, we come alongside one another and may that be our prayer in our heart. Because sin remaining in the dark will lead to more sin. And eventually will lead to death. Because that is why we confess our sins to one another. That is why we bring sin to light. Not just to the Father. We need to bring it to Him. But a lot of the times we actually need to bring it to one another. And say, Henrique, Benjamin, Delvin, whoever. This week I lied. I have asked Jesus for forgiveness. But I just want to bring it into the light because I don't want the enemy to keep that sin and remind me on that sin. And that is why we bring our sin before one another, so that we can be set free and that we can walk into the light. And so remind yourself of this prayer. Lord, if there are any hidden sins in my heart, may you bring it out. May you reveal it. If there's blind spots, things I don't see, Father, would you come and release it from me? Will you set me free from guilt and help me to be innocent? Oh Lord. And may He be the rock and the redeemer of our hearts. And so we are officially finished there for the evening. And so I want to encourage you. Thank you for joining us, first of all. I'm trusting that this will be a beautiful week. I'm trusting that God spoke to you tonight. And even if you have some questions and you feel like, Enrico, you said some things and I'm not sure where I stand with God. I'm going to be here in front and I don't want to encourage you, man. There's no shame of saying, I don't know. 99% of the times when I stand here in front, I probably say to myself, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Lord, the more I grow, the more I realize I really don't know anything. Because I'm constantly in a battle of growing, finding myself in Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, if you have any questions or anything that you just need prayer for, or you just, man, I just want to talk. I want to invite you to the front. Let's have a chat. Amen? Amen? Amen. So there's some tea and coffee. If you want to, you can grab some. But like I said, we do want to head to McDonald's and have amazing ice cream. The visitors are like, yes, free ice cream. Hopefully. either my cheese or ice cream, you guys must come to me and tell me what you really want, what your heart desires or your taste buds desire. All right. And so, yeah, we're probably going to drink tea and coffee and water just for a moment, a few seconds while some of us start helping sitting down here in front. And then hopefully in the next 15 to 30 minutes, we can start heading off to McDonald's. Yeah, amen. Hello, Atlantis. It's good to have you, bro. Amen. All right, we are officially finished for the evening. And yeah, we'll see you all at McDonald's, hopefully, or either for a little bit of time of tea and coffee.